Hi, and welcome back to Psychologically Speaking with me, Leela Ainge. This is a bonus episode because on Monday, the 18th of May, we start with the Hard Thing Challenge, and I wanted to invite you to join in for the reflection. I know that you're going to be interested in the psychology that sits behind getting our hard stuff done and off the to-do list. Before we begin, what actually makes something feel hard though? Why is one task easy for one person and really challenging for another? What is it about a task which makes us put something off? And why is it even when the steps are laid out easily for us, we can hesitate and hold back and find something completely unrelated to do? And yes, I am definitely talking about myself right now. Many of us don't put things off because we don't know what to do, but it will be because actually that thing really matters to us. And I definitely stall because the thing that I'm doing, the hard thing, will really matter to me. And this is exactly what a recent paper in the Journal of Personality and Psychology said. It said that actually when it comes to doing this hard thing, it is all about how we interpret it. And that makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? It's got something to do with whether it matters to us or whether it's about our identity. And that's really intriguing, isn't it? Now, if these things sound familiar, then this challenge is going to be perfect for you. We start on Monday and we're going to be spending 5 days exploring hard things together. This isn't a productivity challenge, and it's not about you changing the whole way that you work by next Friday. And it's definitely not about forcing yourself through exhaustion to achieve a massive project in 1 week. But what this actually is a psychologically informed reflection challenge. So this is how it's going to work. You've got 60 minutes of activity across the week. 10 minutes on Monday, 10 minutes on Tuesday, 20 minutes including action on Wednesday, slap bang in the middle of the week. And that's because on Thursday, we're going to reflect on the action and then on Friday, we plan and go again. So that's just 60 minutes across your whole week. And even if you're a part-time worker like me, I'm sure that you can squeeze that in. So across the week, we're going to be exploring what actually makes your something feel very, very hard and what meanings you're attaching to that difficulty. For example, when does hard mean effort and when does it mean identity? I want you to come into this challenge and enjoy it. And the structure is intentionally light for that reason. So if you've got other things on, you don't have to do this challenge in 1 week. You could split it over a couple of weeks. Or if you're the kind of person who likes to do something once and done, you could wait until Friday and do the whole 60 minutes in one day. I think it works best when you do a little bit each day because you've got even longer to reflect and let it sink in what it is that you're tackling exactly about the hard thing. To get access to the Reflection Room, which is my group coaching space, head over to my website, which is www.leelaainge.co.uk. And there's an announcement bar at the top. Just click on that and you get straight into the Reflection Room for the 5 days of the challenge. It is that easy. I'd like you to share a little bit about yourself and also to tell us what your hard thing is. But if the thought of joining yet another community or space is far too much, then I will send the emails with the private link to my podcast so that you can listen to the recordings instead. There's absolutely no pressure for you to join or take part in a group that you don't want to be in. But I know for some people that really works and that group coaching energy is the thing that might help you unlock what it is about your hard challenge that is holding you back. I want you to do the reflection in a way that works for you. Now, can I tell you a little bit about season 5 of Psychologically Speaking? And I am so excited. The Psychologically Speaking podcast started 5 seasons ago, and it was the result of my research on imposter phenomena. Now, what I wanted to do was to bring that research bang up to date. And so I'm going to be joined by 8 amazing women, the latest research from all of the latest psychology and business journals, because you just know that I am doing the research and reading and keeping up to date with what's happening. And I'm going to be talking to marketers, performers, coaches, creatives, founders, and we're going to be exploring imposter phenomenon as an experience. But interestingly, we're going to be looking at this through the angle of risk. Yep, you've heard me right. There is a magical link between people who experience imposter phenomenon and are taking risks. And you'll be surprised, I think, about how actually people who do experience imposter moments are not exactly risk averse. I just can't wait to share these conversations with you. As a reminder, season one takes you through all of the findings from my research on imposter phenomenon. I spoke to women like you who were working in businesses and taking part in online communities. But before season five lands, a reminder that the Hard Thing Challenge starts on Monday. Head to my website, click on the announcement bar, and you will join the challenge. From there, you can watch the videos in the reflection space, or you can follow the link in your email to the podcast recording, which is a private link, and you can do the reflection activities in your own time and space, either at your desk, in the kitchen, or out on a dog walk. I look forward to welcoming you into the reflection room and hearing all about your hard challenge. That's all for today and this very short and sweet bonus episode.